USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said he's frustrated with the investigation process into the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was gunned down 4 months ago by police officers serving a no-knock warrant on her apartment. One of the four officers have been fired from the Louisville Metro Police Department, while the other three remain on desk duty. Fisher says he wants to make systemic changes in order to be more transparent with the community. State and federal investigations continue into Taylor's death, but public information has been on lockdown due to state law. A federal judge has denied a request from the Oregon Attorney General for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement deployed in Portland. The judge found Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. Protests in the city against the agents and racial equality continued last night for a 57th straight night. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in Florida, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the Sunshine State has skyrocketed as of late. Multiple foreign adversaries are actively targeting the November election in a variety of ways. So says the nation's top counterintelligence official. The methods vary from launching influence campaigns targeting election infrastructure to attempting to compromise the private communications of political officials. The official says the coronavirus and recent protests for racial justice have provided fodder for efforts. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some states and cities are suing the Trump administration over an order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan claims President Trump's executive action violates the Constitution. In the complaint, New York and 19 other states, along with Washington, D.C. and dozens of cities, argue the action will severely harm the plaintiffs through the loss of representation in government. The U.S. Supreme Court previously blocked the Trump administration plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you know how long it's been since the federal minimum wage has been raised? USA Radio's John Hunt has the answer.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.